Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Bryce.
Next time you're going to get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Because I like to get lubed up before I get...
James.
Say what?
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
So, welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
And I am still Bryce.
I almost said I was Bryce. That would be... awkward.
Yeah. You're not Bryce.
We have a lot to talk about this week, and it's pretty much all nerd stuff.
Of course. Because we're big nerds.
Huge nerds.
Big round nerds.
We were the nerds that never got the girls in high school, except Bryce actually got girls in high school. We played
so
Dungeons
welcome
and Dragons,
to Not Another Podcast.
Bryce didn't actually I am James.
And I actually did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I never did.
I did. Awkward. It's actually pretty fun. Yeah.
I
won't lie. You're not Bryce.
I played. We have a lot to talk about
twice
this week, and it's.
But I, was I didn't play a whole lot, stuff. But yeah.
Of course.
It's kind of fun.
It's complicated.
It's huge.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
We,
yeah,
we were the nerds that never got the girls in high school. Except
yeah,
playing
Bryce Magic
the Gathering
is much easier. But for me,
we played
much
Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. Except Bryce didn't actually play Dungeons.
But I think
I actually
you know what?
Did.
Dungeons
did
and
you really?
Yeah,
I did.
Just
I
never
did.
Version
did.
Of
it's
War.
Actually pretty fun. Yeah,
I
won't lie.
I played.
If I'm going to invest the
paper
time twice,
yeah. If I'm going to invest,
I didn't play a whole lot, but yeah,
I won't play that because there's Skyrim.
It's kind of
it's complicated. Yeah, I'd rather play Elder Scrolls.
Yeah,
it takes a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of Elder Scrolls,
yeah,
that game. Yeah, playing
that's
Magic
out now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Came out
easier,
last week.
For me,
yeah,
much
I
more
to,
frustrating.
Yeah.
Get a copy of that. So. But I think,
exactly
you know
like
what,
Dungeons & Dragons
is just a 2D
though,
version
because
of
I'm
still
playing
Warcraft.
Destiny and I'm
yeah.
back into GTA.
So, yeah.
You know,
so
I'm playing
if I'm going to invest the
paper
time,
event.
If I get Elder
yeah.
Scrolls,
if I'm
going to
invest
the time,
I'll just
play
the
Elder Scrolls.
I know. Speaking
and
of Destiny, they announced the next,
so,
yeah, I'd rather play
expansion.
Elder Scrolls online.
Yeah,
it's coming out September 15th.
Speaking of Elder Scrolls, yeah, that game, that's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it came out last week. It's our holdover until Destiny 2, which will probably
it
be
looks
exactly like Skyrim.
So what do we know about
on it, though?
It is called the Taken King. It is a whole new class of enemies. It is
it's a whole new disc, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be Destiny. They announced
it's
going to be
a whole new
add-on. It'll probably be like a download just coming
out.
So you'll probably get the disc, you'll download it to your system, and then you'll just use your regular Destiny disc.
Yeah,
well, it's
yeah.
our holdover until Destiny 2,
like,
which will probably be September.
They haven't
year.
Officially
so
said, but the leaks, which have been
it is
so
called
far
the Taken
is
King. It is a
yeah,
whole new
bad.
Class
so,
of enemies. It is
it's a whole new disc, isn't it?
Basically,
and it gives me
yeah, it's
going to
be a whole new yeah, it's going to be a whole new add-on. It'll probably be like a download. So you'll probably get the disc, you'll download it, check out system, and then you'll just use your regular Destiny disc.
I am so psyched for this game.
Yeah.
Do we know,
did you
like,
see any of the leaked footage?
Yeah.
That came out
they
free?
Haven't officially said,
no,
but
they
the
actually
leaks,
officially
have been
true so far is $40, I think.
That's
yeah,
not
there's
bad.
Yeah,
like that's E3 is happening
so,
right now.
Yeah,
and
it's
like all this game,
basically,
and it gives me plenty
of
time
of
to play that before
Battlefront
yeah.
comes out.
Yeah.
I'm once Battlefront really comes out, I'm sorry. I told you the other day when we were playing, we may not even be doing podcasts.
It looks like Call of Duty and Battlefront
had a baby.
Yeah,
and it was a Star Wars baby.
Did you see any of the leaked footage that came out from E3?
No, they actually officially did some.
From what it looks like,
E3,
you can pick your alien
yeah,
race.
There's,
yeah,
like,
so you don't
E3's
have to be human.
This
or
right
whatever.
Now,
yeah.
Obviously,
and, like, all this game
Rebellion versus Empire. I'm not sure if there's going to be clones
yeah.
versus Separatists.
Really
I kind of hope they do.
Yeah.
I told you the other day when we were playing
or if they,
online.
If they do, if
it
it's
looks
not
like
on
Call of Duty,
there, I hope it's like an
and
expansion
Battleground
or DLC
had a
or
baby.
Yeah.
And it was a Star Wars baby.
And it didn't suck.
And it didn't suck.
But just the battle I saw, it was one of the.
From what it looks like, you can pick your alien race.
Yeah.
From what it looks like, there's all kinds of different mission battles. Plus, obviously, Rebellion versus Empire. I'm not sure if there's going to be clones
they have co-op
versus
Separatists.
Well.
I kind of hope they do.
Players.
Or if they
Welcome
if they
the
do,
future.
If it's not
yeah.
on,
there,
I dig
I
that.
Like
the more players that
DLC
can be on a battlefield,
yeah, yeah.
I think
on.
The more fun you're going to have.
Yeah, I got the Hoth one.
But,
I got the Hoth Assault
just the
going.
Battle I saw, it was
yeah,
was
I think that's
one
the one
of the
I saw.
Mission
I'm
battles.
Come over and sit next to you because we're not. Because
from what it looks like, there's all kinds of different mission battles plus
yeah, this is so cool. Look at the detail on the.
They have co-op. It's amazing what they can do now. With
players
the new consoles.
And what's cool about this
Welcome
video is they
the
edit it from
yeah.
different players.
I dig that. The more players,
so you're following this guy, you're gonna
yeah.
and it'll switch back and forth between
yeah, I got the Hoth
Rebellion
I got
and
the
Empire.
Hoth Assault going.
So you can see the different.
Yeah, I think that's the one
stuff.
I saw. I'm gonna
the map
and
is just amazing, just
yeah.
the graphics alone.
locked down.
You can, yeah, this is
Bryce,
so
you
cool.
Can drive an Atta.
Look at the detail yeah, on the
that's all you
they,
map.
It's here. Amazing what they can do now with I want to drive the new consoles.
The X-Wing?
And what's cool about this video is they edit it from different players.
I will mod the fuck out of it so I can just drive a Star Destroyer.
You'll switch back and forth between
you can call in orbital bombardments.
So you can see the different
I did see that. I think
stuff.
One's coming up here.
The map is just amazing.
Yeah,
just the graphics
that's probably
alone.
What he's doing right there.
Yeah. You can, Bryce, you can drive an AT-AT.
Fuck yeah.
You can
that's
fly TIE
Fighters.
I'm gonna shoot a TIE Fighter with a handgun. I want to drive
that.
Oh,
I'm totally doing that.
No, that.
No, you can't.
You know you'll
I'm
be able to take
that.
One down eventually.
Yeah. I will mod the fuck out of it so
smart
I can drive a Star Destroyer.
And from what I've seen from
you
these smart rockets,
you'll see
orbital bombardments. It's one
that's
hit.
Cool. I did see that. I think one's coming up here.
You don't have to.
It goes like through.
That's probably what
it's like armor piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need like 50 rockets to take something down.
Dumbass.
You can fly TIE Fighters.
I'm gonna shoot a TIE Fighter with a handgun. That's a good idea.
Oh, I'm totally doing that. You know you'll be able to take one.
Kinda like how
eventually.
You can switch from third and first.
Smart
yeah,
rockets
that's,
are pretty nice.
That's really
and
cool.
And from
too.
What I've seen from these smart rockets, you'll
see,
a little bit later on.
One shot.
It's one hit and it'll destroy something. It
yeah,
like you won't,
those
don't
are pretty
have
easy
to.
Take it out. Goes like through. It's like armor piercing.
So, yeah, you don't need like 50 rockets to take something down.
Dumbass. Should call. You need a different
orbital
gun, bombardment on that. That'd I like how
cool
you can switch from
to
third and
drive.
First.
Yeah, that's really cool too. And you can it looks like you can
see,
switch
look
to
over
that.
And under
one shot. Yeah, that, there's the orbital bombardment.
Those are Walker. Those are pretty easy to take out. Nice.
You're so
that's
unimpressed.
Epic.
I yeah. know you. I've played Call of Duty with you. I know you're going to be saving up. You're going to play Empire
call,
Imperials all the time just so you can call in
orbital
bombardment
on that. I'll fucking call that'd in
love
that Star Strike drive.
You know that's going to be a feature.
It looks
on
like
one
you can
it'll be like
over and under.
Like a hidden feature,
yeah,
like
that,
the nukes.
There's the orbital
on,
bombardment.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. That's epic.
I love
that's
you
pretty
know,
epic.
You can fly
I've Call
inside
of Duty with you.
The snowspeeder, or do
I know
you're going to be saving up.
I like how
you're
gonna you
play
can
Empire
choose your
Imperials all the time, just
yeah,
so you can call
that's
in.
Really
cool. I'm wondering if snowspeeders, you can
I'll
do two people.
That's Star Strike.
And
probably. I would assume so.
I would assume so too. You know that's going to be a feature on one of them.
It'll be like
a
hidden feature, like the nukes on Call of Duty.
Yeah, yeah. Like you don't have to wait for someone to get in.
So do you have to kill the
stormtrooper? You can fly inside the snowspeeder or do
outside.
But that would
outside.
Be cool.
I like how you can choose your.
That's
your
really
level.
Cool. I'm wondering if snowspeeders.
I don't know, but
do
the controls
people,
look really
so have a
smooth
and
on
a,
the flying.
Probably,
which
yeah.
Is
I
nice.
So.
I would assume
that
so
or they're
too.
Just really good at
attack.
It.
But I also think
that's
1,000 hours
a day.
That is my guess. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wait for someone to get in.
So do you have to kill the stormtroopers in it?
I'm going to do
I don't know,
pilot view.
Pilot view.
Yeah.
But that would be cool if stormtroopers
I'll probably,
I
want to start with pilot view, but I'll probably switch because I'll do 1,000 times better
on
third person.
I don't know,
yeah,
but the
flying,
controls
I
look really smooth
on
the
flying,
think
for the
which
yeah,
is nice.
Yeah. That or they're just really good at it from working on it.
That's
1,000 hours a day.
That is my guess. I'm curious about thermal detonators. I'm curious. There's so much I'm curious about.
See,
yeah,
I think
for myself, as a Rodian, I'm going to do
pilot view.
Pilot view.
Yeah,
and apparently Star Wars has shotguns.
I'll probably, I'll want to start with pilot view.
I think he was
flying. I'll probably switch because I'll do 1,000 times better on third
person. So you can protect yourself
from
the
orbital bombardment.
Yeah, flying I usually do better on third person.
Which I think is kind of
bullshit.
Yeah. I thought they weren't going to have any Jedi or Sith in it.
I'm curious about the detonators. I'm curious. There's so much I'm curious about.
This is
yeah.
Cool.
See, this
this
guy's
is
playing as a Rodian. I kind of sharted when. And apparently, Star Wars has shotguns.
Pretty fucking epic.
I think he was flying.
Shield.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you can protect yourself. You wouldn't want to play as Vader and fight another Jedi,
yeah.
Which I think is kind of bullshit.
Fucking own another Jedi. I thought they weren't going to have.
Yeah, now, if
I'm
you pre-order, there's a special
Jedi
map that you'll get a
no,
week
the,
early.
They're playable.
And you'll get. You have access
so cool.
to a couple special guns. I kind of
sure.
So that's
when
pretty
I
cool.
saw this the first
yeah.
time.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fucking
so,
epic.
Also, since we're talking Star Wars, Old Republic is finally getting this.
Tell
first
me you wouldn't want to play as Vader and fight
after, what, like 3 years?
3 years, something like that, yeah. It's nice. It kind
yeah,
of follows
now, if
the
pre-order, there's
story
a there's a special map
Jedis
that you'll get a week early,
the enemy is in the old
and
Republic,
you'll get
and I guess they
you have access
other,
to
yeah.
a couple special guns.
I watched the trailer. It's like a 20-minute
trailer. So that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cool looking, but
also,
it's like, it has
since
no
we're talking Star
footage,
Wars,
so,
yeah.
I've not Old played Republic Old Republic.
I've heard really bad things about it.
After,
what, like 3 years?
3 years?
It was cool
like that,
when it first came out, and then it just kind of fizzled.
It kind of follows
and eventually
the,
they had to make it free play
twin Jedi's
because
who were
they weren't having
the
enough subscribers because it was
and I guess they turned
not
on each other
as good as it was supposed to be.
Yeah, well, that tells the developers that maybe you should work on the game.
It's kind of cool looking, but it's like it has no gameplay footage. So
yeah,
I've not played Old Republic, so
I've heard
no idea.
Really bad
things
about it. Did you see the Fallout 4
Special
Edition?
It was cool when it first came out, and it just kind of fizzled. And eventually they had to make it free play.
Oh, dear God.
Well, because they weren't
it comes
having
with a Pip-Boy
enough subscribers
and a spot to put your phone in.
And there's going
to
be a second screen app.
Yeah, well, that tells the developers that maybe you should
like
work on the game a little
so
more.
So while you're playing the game, you could have your actual Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. I kind of just want to get one.
Did you see
and I'm really excited
for
the new
special edition
for the Xbox One?
No.
The Pip-Boy edition to mod the shit.
It comes with a Pip-Boy.
Fallout
4 game.
Well, see,
it comes with a Pip-Boy and a spot to put your phone in.
You
there's going to be a second.
They're
going
to. They're basically going to
download for your smartphone.
They want to
like a Pip-Boy.
Moderate mods
game,
as little as possible. They want you to be able to just completely break your game. But what they're going to do? What they're going to do
is excited for the new.
You're
going to
have your save game, and then you're going
to allow you to
like an option to play it
modded Fallout 4 game.
So it won't.
See, to me,
it'll make a copy of your save game, so you're not actually messing
up your actual game. That's
going to. They're basically going to
original save will not.
They want to.
Will you be able to play with
moderate mods as little as possible?
With the mods, I doubt it.
You just
don't know if they're doing
an online.
But what they're gonna do, what they're
see,
gonna do is
I liked Fallout, but I
you're gonna
liked
have your save
have
game, and then you're
gonna
click
with.
Like an option
it
to,
so
to play it modded. So
game.
It won't. It'll make a copy
you
know? Of your saved game, so
yeah,
you're not
I think
actually
you won't
messing
mess up
with
your actual game. That's
so you will
cool.
keep
start
your,
the game.
Your original
you
save will not be
to
touched at all.
Before, like,
will
Far
you be
Cry,
able to
you
play
have
with
to make
friends
it to
online?
A certain point before you can play with other people online.
Yeah, mods, I doubt it. I don't know if they're doing an online.
Get to a certain
see,
because
I liked Fallout, but I would have liked it better to have a buddy to play
with. With friends. Or just,
it was so isolating.
Online, so you can run into other players.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I think like with Fallout, I think like
I
if you start the game, you have to make it to a certain point before, like Far Cry, you have to make it to
a
certain point before you can play with other people online.
Yeah,
I think Fallout would be a great game. Like you have to start out by yourself.
You know, it's June.
We are
officially 6 months
like
away
now.
Or
something.
And
then
I think we should do a Star Wars check-in.
You know, open
oh, I'm
it up
good.
Online.
I haven't
so
seen
you can
anything.
Run into other players.
Yeah, I know you're gonna fail.
Unfortunately, because of where I work and how surrounded I am by Star Wars nerds,
having a multiplayer,
I've made it very well known that I don't want to know anything.
But everybody tells you anyway.
But everyone tells
you know
everything.
It's June.
We are officially 6 months away.
Also, because I'm so
now,
into action figures,
and
I think
toy,
we should do a Star Wars
I start
check-in.
Seeing stuff.
Oh, I'm good. I haven't seen anything.
You know, in my feed.
Yeah, I know
still
you're
going to
fail.
I've seen the San Diego Comic-Con.
Unfortunately, because of where I work and
official
how surrounded I am by Star Wars nerds,
it's pretty
badass. It's very well known that I don't want to know anything.
I kind of want
but
a couple.
But everybody tells you anyway.
But everyone tells me
everything.
When they come out. Also
but
because
I'm
so into
trying
action
very hard
toys,
to stay away from anything
start
that reveals character
stuff,
names, places,
you know, in
anything
my,
like
in
that.
My feed.
Yeah.
Don't want to know
yeah.
anything, you know? So,
I've seen
and
the
I've done
San
good.
Diego
I've
Comic
done really good so far. So
official Black
most of the time
series,
I see anything that says Star Wars and I immediately go away.
Pretty badass looking.
So I kind of want a
but
couple.
Yeah, 6 months away
for my collection when they come out.
Kind of jonesing now because we're
but
we're
I'm
now
trying,
in the part of the
I'm
year
trying very hard to stay away from anything that
get,
reveals
like,
character
there's not
names,
much movie-wise
places,
coming out that I want to see
anything like that.
There's Ant-Man.
Don't want to know anything.
Ant-Man
like
and Terminator all come
so,
out next month.
And I've
month,
done good,
but
I've done
that,
really good
yeah.
so far. So
yeah, we're
most
done
of the time I see anything
the,
that says Star Wars and
rest
I
of the year until
away.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
so much.
There's not. Like I just went
but
through
yeah,
and
6 months
to
away,
see, like everything that's coming out in the kind of
jonesing
future,
now because
we're like,
there
we're
was
now
a trailer for
year,
something we saw. I can't remember what it was, but it actually looked
getting,
pretty good.
Like there's not much movie wise coming out that I want to see.
I'll try and find
there's
it.
There's
Terminator.
Yeah, Ant-Man and Terminator all come out next
so
month.
So speaking of movies,
but after that, it's Jurassic World.
Yeah, we're fucking
we're
done phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
The biggest opening in the world.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Just
like,
opening
all
Avengers
kinds of records and everything
by
to see, like,
over
everything that's
$1 million.
Out in the,
foreseeable future. And there's like
there was a trailer for something we saw. I can't remember what it was, but it actually looked pretty good. I remember
what which movie it was, you know, unsurprising.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably try to find it. Everybody's
got
so
an
speaking
issue.
Of
yeah,
movies, everyone's got a problem.
Jurassic World.
I didn't really have any
fucking
problems with
phenomenal.
It myself.
Yes, it was.
The biggest opening
selfless.
In the world.
Oh my god, yeah.
Dethroned
like,
in
yeah.
Avengers,
all kinds of records
Ryan
and everything.
By and like, over
basically,
a million
dollars. Ben
Kingsley's dying and he gets a new body.
And yeah, so worth it. Like,
and
yeah.
finds out that it's
negativity
somebody else.
Somebody else.
They stole somebody's body who was still alive.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
everybody's
good.
That comes out
yeah,
July 10th along
with
Minions, which
really
actually looks pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
myself. We're gonna go see Minions. My wife's yeah. a huge fan
selfless.
Of Minions. As am I.
Selfless.
Yeah, it has Ryan Reynolds and Ben Kingsley.
Future.
Basically,
oh, yeah, yeah,
Ben
yeah,
Kingsley's
yeah, yeah,
dying
over.
And
Fantastic
he gets a new
Four.
Body
yeah,
in
that looks
August
good.
7th. And he finds out that it's... somebody else
yeah, somebody
like they
else's
totally
body.
Stole
it's
somebody's
so sparse,
body
like
who was
it,
still
yeah
alive.
It's
like
so
once a month almost
yeah that looked good
that comes out there's
July
and
coming out
along August
yeah,
Minions, which
gonna
actually looks pretty fucking
one.
Funny
I don't know yeah, I haven't seen the trailer yet my wife's yeah. a huge fan of the Minions as am I being a future
another Maze Runner which is good because
Fantastic Four
happens in August 7th it was good. That comes
yeah,
out September 18th.
It's so sparse, like the stuff. That's
yeah,
out,
it's like
so
once a month almost.
Yeah,
The Martian looks pretty good. There's another Hitman coming
out.
I'm
trying to watch
the
trailer.
Yeah, first.
Kind of
it looks pretty intense.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Pan's finally coming out on October 9th. They've been,
that one looks.
They've
good.
Been pushing trailers for that for over a year.
Yeah, this time
another Maze Runner.
But
which
that
is good because I want to know what the
yeah.
fuck happens.
But again, it's like it's so sparse.
It's good
now until Star Wars.
That comes out September 18th.
What I'm worried about is we'll finally see Star Wars and they'll be like, oh, there's nothing.
The Martian Spectre. Looks pretty good. 007.
I
looks pretty
to
intense.
Watch a trailer for
November
that,
6th.
Look.
It looks pretty intense.
Exactly.
Pan's finally coming out on October 9th. They've been,
that one looks
they've been pushing trailers for that for over
I'm
a
waiting,
year.
I yeah. think, I'm actually surprised we
but
haven't
that looks
seen
good
because like, we've yeah. only seen all the trailers.
But again, it's
released
like it's so sparse from
teaser
until
trailers.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they're going to try
about
and hold
is
out
we'll
until
finally
right
see Star Wars
the
and
movie.
They'll be like, yeah,
they won't
see,
put out
I don't
a big
think
Spectre.
They need to release 007. A full trailer.
Yeah,
because
November 6th.
It's Star Wars. Everyone knows it's coming.
Yeah,
exactly. Everyone's excited.
If anything will be able to beat Jurassic World, it'll be Star Wars. Star Wars,
hands down. It's going to.
I'm waiting. I
dominate. I'm
actually how funny would it be if it doubled?
Seen, like,
it made
$1 billion
worldwide in its opening
well,
weekend.
Well, considering I plan to see it
yeah.
at least three times that weekend.
I think they're going to try and hold out until right.
What
if it sucks?
Our plan, oh, don't
they won't
see,
put
I
out
don't
a
think
big
they
one.
Don't put the Phantom Menace curse
full
on
trailer.
Yeah.
What
if it does?
It's Star Wars.
I'm serious. There's always the possibility. It's just if anything will be able to beat Jurassic World, it'll be Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Hands down, it's going to dominate.
Jar Jar Binks. How funny would it be if it doubled? It
I
made
think
$1 billion worldwide
mistake.
In its opening
well,
week,
considering
so.
I plan to see it at
Jar Jar.
Least three times that weekend, but we don't again. We
what
don't
if it
know
sucks?
Story, we don't know
don't
anything
even.
About the characters until
don't,
we see
don't
the movie.
Put the Phantom Menace curse on it. It's,
what if
a
it does?
Possibility.
I'm serious. There's always the possibility. It's just
no,
a shit turd.
And see, that's the thing. It's a complete possibility that it just.
Oh man, how terrible would it be?
Jar
Jar
Binks,
Phantom Menace,
the
whole fucking
thing.
The shittiest Star Wars movie.
I think JJ learned from Lucas's mistake.
I hope so.
I don't think we're going to see a Jar Jar.
Good. I got to bring you down.
But we don't. Again, we don't know anything about the story. We don't know anything about the characters until we see the movie.
Whatever.
Damn it.
It's
a complete possibility. But what if it's like worst movie ever made? Beats any other Star Wars we've seen.
And I'll be excited. And I'll be ready for number 8. Oh, man. Because
they're
going to
milk
it till
it's fucking dead.
Oh, my God. They've already got plans
Star
for
Wars movie.
A Rogue
like 10
Squadron
or something.
Movie.
See, now a bunch of standalones.
Yeah. There's a good. Boba Fett standalone.
Yeah,
which
bring you
I'm
down.
Like, I don't...
You always bring me
yeah.
down.
Yep.
Leave that guy alone.
He heard he went into a Sarlacc. He doesn't
highlight
out again.
I just, you know, there's
but what if it's like
I don't want to know more about
any other Star Wars we've...
And
so
unfortunately,
I'll be excited.
Because it's
and
Star
I'll be
Wars,
for number 8. You're going to find out. Yeah.
You know.
Because they're going to milk it till it's
like,
fucking dead.
Oh my God, they've already got plans for
yeah,
a Rogue
like 10
Squadron
or
movie. Main characters.
A whole bunch of standalones.
Yeah. There's a Boba Fett standalone.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, little characters. And
Jar Jar's history.
Yeah, do a Jar Jar movie. Leave that guy alone.
Do
it. Animated Jar Jar movie for little
shit out again.
I just need them to hate that fucker. I don't want to
go straight to DVD, yeah.
And unfortunately, because it's Star Wars and Boba Fett,
you're
going to
find
some of the new characters
but
we're going to see.
I just like, why not get origin
movies? If
you're
going to do standalones, you know, or
maybe
something
not
like
focus
that.
On main characters.
Yeah.
Did you just.
I dropped the mic.
Do what Avengers
not yet,
is doing.
Not
pick
yeah,
characters
Jar Jar's
not
history.
Mic drop time.
Yeah, do a Jar Jar movie.
No.
But Jurassic World, those
animated Jar Jar movies.
Oh my god,
they were
so
epic.
Yeah.
Straight to DVD.
I was tempted to hate that fucker
throughout the whole movie.
Straight to DVD, yeah.
The raptors to turn.
Yeah.
But and you know, some of the new characters we're going to see. Why not get origin movies for them?
Yeah.
Dude, if you haven't seen the movie now and you're listening to this, fuck you. You should have seen the movie. Spoilers all over the place.
It's not yet.
Spoilers all over your face.
Spoiler
full. Not mic drop time.
Spoiler like cocky. Spoiler
but Jurassic World, those velociraptors.
Oh my god, they were so epic. Yeah. And I was like,
all up in your face.
Throughout the whole movie, I kept waiting for the raptors to turn.
Yeah.
And they did they set up the raptor Owen relationship.
Yeah.
Dude, if you haven't seen the movie now and you're listening to this, fuck
perfect.
You
should have seen the movie.
Spoilers all over the place. Spoilers all over your face.
Spoiler
for me,
full.
I know a lot of people.
Spoiler
like,
cocky.
Spoiler bukkake. For me, I didn't realize
spoiler
until
cocky.
It was happening.
It was happening.
Me
that
too.
That guy was an asshole and he was basically trying to take over the park.
Yeah.
For military
yeah.
Yeah.
They
which,
set up
you know,
the raptor
probably should have saw
Owen
coming,
relationship
but it was well to get well
yeah.
done
yep.
I like
perfect.
The nods to the original film especially finding the
torn up banner
for me I know a lot
that,
of people
and the, just the visitor center
saw this coming but for me I didn't realize until
it was
and
happening
I got to
it was
yeah.
happening
me
that,
too.
That
myself,
guy was an asshole and he was basically trying to take over the park
and
then,
yeah.
oh there it is
there it is
military gains or
they
whatever,
did that
which,
movie so
you know,
yeah
probably should have
seen dinosaurs
coming, but it was
yeah.
it was
but
well just like
well
the original
done.
Jurassic
yep.
Park. I like the
not
nods to the original film especially
yeah.
finding the
especially the predator
torn up banner
yeah
yeah
grand total that and the just the visitor center.
I mean the original one had him on like 15 minutes worth of footage.
I would say this one
I got to the point where I started asking myself,
you know,
when are we going to see the T-Rex,
which is good because
it
leaves
there
you.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah.
They did that movie,
but yeah,
so
when they uncaged those raptors,
you see dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I was like,
but
fist
just like
pumping.
The original Jurassic Park, they're not.
I know,
really
I was
on
too.
Screen a lot.
And, yeah.
Okay,
like,
but
especially the
me,
predators.
You knew before you went
total,
in, before
I
even
guess,
the opening
I mean,
credits,
the one had
what
on,
the Indominus
like,
was made
worth of footage.
Yeah,
I would say this one maybe.
So it was not a shock to me. It was like, oh, they're communicating,
which is good because it leaves you wanting to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Just
spoiler.
But yeah, they uncaged those raptors and let them go.
Yeah.
I was like fist pumping.
But the best part was the raptors' loyalty never.
Okay, but tell me. You knew before you went in, before even the
like they went
credits,
up, like they were confronting him.
It was basically,
I had a feeling.
I did too.
Yeah.
So it was not a shock to me. It was like, oh,
you're with him.
That was like,
yeah.
I was like,
so that's
well,
how
duh.
It's gonna be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part raptor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Sorry. And he was like cool with it.
We're spoiled all over.
I know what you are. I've always known what you are. We've respect each other.
The best part was
the raptor's loyalty.
You
know, never.
Yeah, he
respects
him because
part of the problem.
Yeah, he respects him because he knows that. They go
like
for
they're
the alpha.
Up, like they're confronting him, but it was
and he
basically
was just like,
he realized it's just like, okay, they've got a new alpha they're following.
And it was like, I'm shit to
you're
them.
With him.
That
was like, so
but that one
be,
act
huh?
of that's kindness, okay.
Fine.
And he was like, cool with it. He was like, I know
who
what
knew?
You are. I've always
beta.
Known what you are.
Yeah.
We've respected each
and
other, but I understand.
She's like, okay, we're good again.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he
you're
respects
mine.
Him because
I'm part of the problem.
Well, yeah,
he
imprinted on him too, so they had a they go for
they
have more of
predators.
A connection than they
and
realized.
And
it
was just like he realized
there was,
that this like
there was
okay,
connection, but like
Owen said, there was always
mutual
respect.
Yeah,
Owen respected,
but that one act of predators
as animals as the
to the alpha
of
the actual
once raptors let
the beta
them know. And he didn't respect.
She's like,
okay, we're
cared
good again.
For him.
Respect them. Treated them
well,
as
he imprinted on them too.
Animal.
So they had a
mistake. Everyone
they had
else.
More
yeah.
of a connection
and
than they realized.
Yeah,
knew
there was
that an, from the get.
There was connection, but like
we don't
Owen
know
said
how
there
much
was always mutual
he was involved
respect.
In their
yeah.
raising, but I'm
Owen respected
from
them hatching predators to full grown animals.
He imprinted on them when they were hatched.
Because I mean, let.
From what
them
we know of raptors
know
in this movie universe,
that he didn't respect
when
them.
He jumped in,
he cared
for him to
save that guy.
Treated them
as
an
equal,
not as
and
an
they
animal.
Stopped.
Yeah.
They totally
was the
stopped.
Yep.
Everyone
like,
else was
yep.
weak. This is our leader.
Stay.
They
knew
this
that
is the alpha. Yep.
You know, but
and
they
we
were
don't
like,
know how much.
But we're hungry.
He was involved in their raising,
and they were testing their boundaries. Has he like Delta? I see you.
He imprinted on them when they were hatched,
but he always focused on Blue.
Yep.
Because of that pack, in this
Blue
was the
Blue made the orders
when he jumped
for them.
Yeah,
yep.
And Blue followed that guy.
Yeah.
Owen, they should have just pounced.
Yeah,
regardless. And they
was
stopped. They totally
was
stopped.
Owen second,
like,
and
this
Blue
is our leader,
stays.
Basically,
yeah,
the
pack this
leader.
Is the alpha. Pack leader.
Yeah, but they were like, so, but we're hungry.
Yeah.
She was so
And bad. they were testing their boundaries.
That T-Rex. Because
he was like,
that T-Rex comes out.
And it was, it was like a total callback.
But he always focused on Blue.
Because of that pack,
it's Blue was the
Blue made the orders for this.
And Blue followed.
She ran very well in those high heels.
She really did. In uneven ground.
Second. Mud.
Blue was...
I see a little consistency error, but whatever.
Yeah, so, I'm not going to hold it against
you.
It was a great movie. Yeah. I loved it.
But that T-Rex,
that T-Rex comes out, and it was like a total callback.
So let's switch
to
gears.
Jurassic Park. Yes. You're like, hey, it's Jeff Goldblum.
We got 35 minutes left, and it's probably going to take us that long.
She ran very well in those high
heels. She really did. Game of uneven ground.
Yeah.
And the season is now over. Yep. We have to wait a whole nother.
I see a little consistency error, but whatever.
Yeah,
to say fuck you, Martin, and fuck you, production.
It was a great movie. I loved it. I want to go see it again.
The most brutal, I think, of the show.
Yep.
So
this is probably the most intense season.
And this, the finale really just left
we got
with a
35
gut punch.
Minutes left,
and it's probably going to take us
every
that long.
Character
because we have
with
not
the exception
done
of like one
a Game of Thrones. We're left on
had
the season
upheaval.
Is now over.
Yeah.
We have to wait a whole.
There's only
year.
One we knew for sure. These
to
last
say,
10
fuck
weeks.
You, Martin,
I don't,
and fuck
let's,
you, production.
Let's start
team.
With the very last scene.
Do you think
the most brutal? I think
yeah, Jon Snow. Yes, this is probably the most. However, season.
And this, the finale.
There's,
really
I read a couple theories, and I can easily see both of
and
these happening.
Every character,
because the production
the
team has already
like
told him Jon Snow is dead.
We're left on
had a major.
There's
a theory, that Rhaegar
only one
and
we knew for sure.
Ned's sister had
let's
a child. Yeah.
See, I don't.
And the
let's,
theory
let's
is
start with the,
that that child
the very
is Jon.
Last scene.
Okay,
do
so
you
he
think
may
John
be a Targaryen. Jon Snow, yes. So when they go to Bergen,
really?
However, there's the theory that he will be reborn. There's, I read a couple theories, and I could easily see both of these happening. Because the production team has already told
the
theory that Melisandre will resurrect him.
That's the one I'm
thinking.
There's
a theory. Because that Rhaegar,
season 3, I think, they had that one guy that kept getting resurrected by
that child is
Jon or whatever.
Yeah.
So he may be a Targaryen.
Very painful, but doable.
So when they go to
Burn his
corpse,
there's a theory
that he will be reborn.
Two visions.
One of Jon dying.
Jon Targaryen.
And one of...
interesting.
Stannis dying.
There's also the theory that Melisandre
and
will
she
resurrect
wasn't sure which
that's
one was going to be
I'm
true because I think
they,
that
one of them
season
is supposed
three,
to be,
I think they had that one guy
reborn,
that kept getting resurrected
the guy who
by
basically
the,
defeated
the
Red
White
Priest
the
or whatever.
Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He sacrificed himself.
Very painful.
And the theory is that he's
doable.
Jon is
and I'm wondering
reborn.
If she saw, had two visions.
That would make sense with
Jon
dying
and one of
I think that
Melisandre
had two visions,
and she wasn't sure which
them.
One was going to be
she
true.
She thinks that one of them,
because
is
I think that one of them is.
I think she was
be,
backing Stannis as the original, but
the guy
who basically defeated the White Walker the first time.
Was him.
But I think when
himself,
he sacrificed his daughter,
Jon is him reborn.
He lost.
That.
So
that would make
I
sense with
I think she was
episode 9.
I think
here's my theory on that because I had
Melisandre.
Has
as
two I was watching that, I
of
had
both
a
of
lot
them,
of,
and she thinks that one
it.
Of them is him reborn.
Melisandre,
I think
been,
she was backing Stannis as the original.
Pulling,
but I
probably
pulling,
more evidence. Stannis,
yeah, yeah. yeah,
it was him.
But I think when he sacrificed his daughter
really blindly,
he lost
up until
that
she asked
that
to
kind of backing. Yeah.
He gave in because his
as
here's my theory because I had a rule. As I was watching that,
he
I
was
had a
once
lot of
he's sighted. He will become.
Yeah,
Melisandre
like
has been.
Yeah. Here's where
pulling
it faltered though. When
was pulling
his daughter was
Stannis'
burned,
string.
You could
yeah.
see it in his eyes
from the
yeah.
moment
that he
that.
Knew
yeah.
he followed
he
her.
A mistake.
Really, yeah,
and you saw
blindly.
It in the faces
yeah.
of his
up
men.
Until
and then the next
she
morning when he's ready to
sacrifice
go
his
to war, he gave in because half his army
has deserted.
Yep,
and that's when she leaves.
Yeah, well, here's
he's
my thought on that, because she was
sighted.
Very much
he
like coming out, like, yeah, like nothing
the,
was going to
she saw that it
yeah.
was thawing.
Here's where it
you know,
falls, so it was
yeah.
like, when,
you know,
his
we
daughter
did the right
was being
thing,
burned, you could
the
see
God
it in his eyes,
is,
yeah.
that he
clearing
knew
our way.
He made
yeah.
a mistake.
Yeah.
And let's, he saw it in the faces
go
of
do
his
this.
Men.
And then
yeah.
when she starts
and then the
hearing
next morning when he's ready to left,
yeah,
and all this other shit, and then
half
his army
has deserted.
Has deserted.
Yep.
And
that's when she leaves.
But I think she feared for her life.
But that's why I
think
she had two
very much like coming out.
I think one was Stannis winning.
She saw that it was thawing.
And one
you know, so
was Jon
like,
dying.
Hey, you know, yeah.
And when
right
she
thing,
heard that Stannis, half of Stannis' men had
clearing our way.
Left,
yeah.
she knew that that was the wrong vision.
Go do this.
And she had to go to John.
She starts hearing.
Because she knew that he was going to die.
And all this other shit.
See,
and then
she doubts her visions.
I would buy that. But I'm wondering. But I think she feared for her life.
But that's why I think she had two visions.
She was confronted by John.
I think one was Stannis winning.
Lieutenant.
Yeah. And one was John dying.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
And when she heard that Stannis, half of Stannis' men
had left, so much guilt on her face.
Yeah. She knew that that was the wrong vision, and she had to go to John.
And she was so adamant
about
the
Bolton
banners
burning. Because she knew that he was
going to
die.
Yeah. That I think she knew.
I
would buy that, but I also think that she was getting away because she went.
She'd been backing
the
wrong thing. I think her vision was confronted by John.
Yeah.
I think she saw the Bolton banners burning,
Lieutenant,
but it wasn't Stannis meaning the fight.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So. There was so much guilt on her face.
Yeah.
She couldn't even out that he's been stabbed. I think she's going to resurrect him.
Yeah.
And she was so adamant about
the Bolton banners burning.
If John dies,
I think she knew that the only way
no one's
going to
lead
the
Night's Watch. She'd been backing the wrong thing. I think
her visions are not
the Wildlings.
Yeah.
I think she saw the Bolton banners.
The Wildlings won't fall.
But it wasn't Stannis dominating.
The only reason that the Wildlings would fight the White Walkers
is
because of
John. John for
they don't trust anyone but John.
Yeah, not the fucktards who betrayed him.
Yeah, I think that's
and I think he's going to get resurrected, and I think he's gonna
John
have to execute
dies,
the kid.
I think
no
he's
one's
gonna
have to lead.
I don't
the
know he'll execute the kid.
No,
he
has
might
to
banish the kid.
The Wildlings.
He's definitely going to
the Wildlings won't follow.
The White Walkers will just dominate.
That
they, the only reason
John's
that the Wildlings would
the
fight the White
he
Walkers needed to get rid
is
because
of John.
With.
Yeah, he should have.
Not
they don't trust anyone but John.
Yeah, not the fucktards who betrayed him.
I understand that the Night Watch is.
And I think he's
gonna
get resurrected, and I think he's
gonna
have to execute the kid. But John's right. The true enemy is the White Walker.
I don't
it's
think
not the Wildlings.
The kid.
No,
who know,
he
like,
has
might
to.
Banish the kid. He's definitely going to execute.
Yep.
The Sam
guy
understands.
Yeah.
And
should,
I think
you know,
Sam
that guy's
been
on
really
John's
smart
ass.
Yeah,
from
he did.
The
he needed to get rid of him because he was right.
He should have gotten rid of him.
Yeah, he was right. He and.
And
Gilly.
I understand that the Night Watch is like, especially those guys,
little,
is like Sam. They've
little
been fighting the Wildlings.
Needed to get
so
at it.
But,
but
John
does
right,
need the true enemy is the White Walker.
More.
It's
yeah,
he needs to learn as much as he can to be
who don't
of use.
Understand
yeah,
that
the best way for Sam
the White
to
be
you know,
a better Sam understands that.
And
should, I think
you
Sam
know,
made a really
John
smart decision in asking to leave is to learn more.
Because he was right.
John was going to let him go.
Yeah. He was right. He and
it's a very smart move.
Gilly.
I think Sam's going to blossom
little Sam
too
needed to get out of there
and,
but he does need to know more
I
he needs to learn
John
as much as he
back,
can to be
hoping,
of use
yeah the best way for Sam
he needs
oh
to
here's
send,
something we didn't even think of a better
we haven't seen
for
Bran
John
all
yeah.
season which is what John basically called him
there's also the theory
to learn more
that he has the same ability as Bran
I'm thinking that
and he jumped into
smart
Ghost
move.
Yep.
I think Sam's going to
when he died.
Blossom.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of theories going
think,
on.
Here's
but,
what I think.
I think when
John's
John
death
back
is going
I'm
to
hoping
reach Bran.
Yeah,
and Bran's
he needs
oh,
to
here's
send
something we didn't even think of. We haven't
I
seen
don't
Bran all
think,
season.
Yeah, he'll. There's leave also yet. The theory that
I know
he
we'll
has the same
season.
Ability as Bran.
But I think. See, the thing
and
is
he jumped
the
into
remaining
Ghost.
Starks need to get together.
Yeah.
They're,
when he
they're
died.
Totally lost.
Yeah.
Arya
that's,
is completely...
It's, it,
that's
there's a lot of theories going on.
Here's what I think. Thirst for revenge
John's death
is going to...
Has blinded her.
...reach Bran. Literally.
Yeah.
And Bran's going to come back from...
Though I don't think she'll permanently be blind.
Sansa.
I don't think...
And even better than Sansa...
He'll leave yet.
Theon.
Finally nutted up.
I know we'll see him next season. But I think... See, the thing is...
But seriously,
he got his lady balls. Yeah,
finally,
they're totally
stepped
lost.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Arya
happened to Wildly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It sucks that Brienne
her thirst
missed
for revenge
the
candle
sale.
In a very
yeah.
bad
has blinded her.
But again,
literally,
need
yeah.
for to
revenge. No, I don't think she'll permanently be blind.
Sansa
but,
carry out justice.
Yeah,
even better
she's
than Sansa,
probably the most honorable
Theon.
Person in
finally nutted up.
Land,
yeah,
so to speak,
next
to
Stark to Ned.
But
Ned,
seriously,
yeah.
Ned
is probably the
Ned
most.
Was finally
because
the highest
did you watch the inside the episode at the end of it?
It sucks
okay,
that
so
Brienne
basically they kind of talk about
the
signal.
They break down some of the major scenes in the episode, and they were talking about how
revenge.
John's
not revenge, but carry out justice.
Blind.
Yeah. She's probably
like
the
Ned
most
to being righteous about how he
land.
Had to do the right thing
next
to Stark, and that
easily blinded him.
Ned was probably
why he was so easy to lead out of that trap.
Did you watch the inside the episode at the end of it?
But it's been like...
Okay, so basically they kind of talk about... They break down some of the major scenes in the episode, and they were talking about
still,
how
John's... He didn't stop to think about it.
Yeah.
And
was
he
blind
because there's no
like
way
Ned to being righteous
would be alive.
About how he had to do the right thing.
Because if that were me, I'd be like, haha, very funny.
Easily blinded him.
Like, okay,
and that's why he was so easy to lead out into
I'm
that trap.
I'm not going to go to him. You bring him here because when he lies, I want to stab him in the throat.
Yeah.
You know, technically
and the fact that he didn't bring his weapon with him either. Or ghost.
Yeah,
but still,
he didn't stop to think about it.
John
and he should have. Yeah. One of John's biggest faults
there's no
is
way
he's
trusting. Yeah, would
and
be
he
alive.
Trusted the Brotherhood.
Yeah,
even like, though he knew
he trusted Gentry.
He
trusted Gentry.
Like, okay,
as well.
Bring that wildling here.
Yeah, yeah.
Was, I'm not going to go to him. You bring him here because when he lies, I want to stab him.
Stannis.
Yeah,
we don't actually know this.
And the fact that he didn't bring his weapon with him either. Most likely, he's dead.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was. I would like
John
to say
has
that he is dead. He deserves to
be.
One
of
John's
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's dead.
And he trusted the
and
Brotherhood.
I would trust
even though
and
he knew
he trusted Gentry.
She wouldn't
let him live as well.
But she also knows
that was his
how precarious the situation is.
Stannis,
she needs help. We don't actually know that
Stannis
is dead.
But I don't think Stannis most likely he's dead. Yeah.
He might.
I
he
would
like
to say that
he is dead
through that
massive.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's dead.
Power mad.
And I would trust.
And
Brienne
he's lost everything. He has nothing to carry.
She wouldn't. She wouldn't let him.
It's
live.
Possible,
but I really do think
knows,
he's gone.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so because he kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
She needs help.
And Stannis from the moment.
But I don't think Stannis would help her.
I wished him dead. He might.
The one I'm waiting for, and I'm hoping next season
through that massacre,
I want
that he had been
dead.
Yes,
power mad.
That little
what
shit.
What I would really
and
love
he's
is
lost
Theon to get
everything.
He has
alone
nothing.
With him.
Yeah,
and just make
it's possible,
Ramsay
but I really do think he's gone.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Everything.
I'm hoping so.
And even better, I want Ramsay to be arrogant about the whole thing. It's
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is all
from
the stuff I did to you. Ah, you're so uncreative.
Yeah.
Until he gets his balls.
Yeah.
The one
and
that
I
wait for
on to take
I'm
his balls
next
and shove them down
his
throat.
It.
Yeah.
It's like, I cut these. Oh, here. Shove.
Yes.
That fucker.
Little
what
shit.
I would really
the most
love is
Theon to get a
few days
son
alone
of a bitch.
With him.
Yeah.
And just make Ramsay
I am also
not worried, but
everything.
I'm anxious
yeah.
to And even
see
better, I want
Cersei's
Ramsay
revenge.
To be arrogant about the whole thing. It's
yeah.
like, oh, I've
you know there's
going to
be a war between.
You're so uncreative.
No, it's not telling you there's going to be a war. It's going to be a fucking massacre.
And I want
but
Theon
they
to
have a lot of followers
now.
Yeah, that's
like
gonna. That's why it's gonna become a war. Yeah,
that
yeah, but he's not gonna kill thousands of people.
Twisted
yes, he
son
fucking
of a bitch.
Will.
Yep.
Here's what I want.
I am also
as much as I hate
not
Cersei,
worried, but
and
I'm
really wanted her to get what she deserves.
Yeah.
Revenge.
By
yeah.
the end of that, like
you
I knew
know there's going to be a war between
a little bit.
You felt
no,
for her.
I felt for
yeah.
her until she started
it's gonna
confessing.
Be a fucking massacre.
Yeah.
And it was like,
but
oh,
they have a lot
one,
of followers.
You should have done this a while.
That's
ago.
Gonna. That's
yeah.
why it's going to become a war.
She's such a good actress that she's just
yeah. But he's not
going to
kill thousands of people.
And you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
And then it's like
I
twisted on her.
Here's
like,
what
okay,
I
you've confessed.
Well,
as much as I hate
lying,
Cersei,
so
yeah.
and I really
you.
Wanted her to get what she deserved,
yeah.
by the end
but
of
the
that,
mistake
like,
you
I
felt
knew
for
I
her.
Go back to the red.
A yeah. little bit.
You felt for her.
I felt for
and
her until she started
know
confessing.
That.
Yeah,
and I think,
and it was like,
I think he's wanting a war. That's
he
the thing.
Should have done this a while
I think
ago.
So too.
Yeah. I think he wants
such a good actress.
He wants the crown to attack him because he wants it to seem like they're attacking the religion.
And then it's like they twisted on us.
Where it's
going to work in his favor.
But we kind of know you're lying.
Even though
shame you,
they're not followers. The peasants will rise up and support.
But the mistake they made
that's what I mean.
They look. And act, and I think
like
they
the
know
rest
that.
Of the populace.
Yeah.
And
they
I
look.
Very
I think he's there
wanting
for the
war.
People. That's
exactly.
the thing.
I think so too.
And I think
he
wants, whereas the crown
that
could care
he
wants
less.
The,
exactly.
the crown to attack
concerned.
Him because he wants it to seem like they're attacking the religion.
There's going to be a war.
Here's
but I
where
think
it's
going to
work
start
in his favor.
Favor.
Yeah.
Even
and I think
though
it's take place, and
they
I
are not followers, the peasants will rise up.
Cersei gets
that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They look.
Yeah, giving her water.
and like the just rest gets of the populace.
Yeah. Yeah. They look very simple. They're for the people. Yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of Twisted Fox,
whereas the crown could care less, as far as they're concerned. Oh, I saw that. When she kissed her on the lips,
yeah, I was like, oh, she's dead. Yeah. There's going to be a war, but I think it's going to start with a massacre.
Yeah.
And she's not going to make it back. I think it's going to take place, and I hope.
They won't turn the boat around in enough time to get the antidote.
Well, she drank the
give it
the
water. The other
and just gets to play with
sand vipers happen to Cersei is or a sand twisted snakes.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, but they're not going to give them.
Yeah, that's what
speaking
I mean.
Of twisted fucks,
so if they could get back there,
see,
I guarantee
her
Jamie I saw that when she kissed her on the lips.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
The thing is Jamie and she's not going to make it back.
King
yeah.
and I forget his name.
They won't turn the boat around in
they're
enough
like
time to get
together.
The antidote. So
they understand.
Yeah, the other two.
If Jamie came back and said, hey.
Sand vipers have them too.
Yeah,
they're sand snakes.
You know, yeah, but they're not
you people.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So,
but
no,
they could
who,
get
exactly
back there.
Did it.
Oh yeah, he knows. I guarantee
I think he knew then,
Jamie would fucking
like when he
take
saw it,
one
because it was like it's kind of a long kiss.
Yeah.
The thing you is, know? Is Jamie and the
so
King,
I'll be interested to see what happens between those two families.
Yeah,
they're like you know? Kind of together. They're like they understand.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
And if Jamie came back and said, "Hey." Next season,
fucking
next
poisoned
year.
Her.
Yeah,
that you know
that's
questions
open.
We
you people
yeah.
did.
He'd know who, exactly who did it.
Oh yeah, he
here's
knows.
The biggest one. I think he
Daenerys.
Knew then.
Yeah,
like is when he saw it because it was like it's kind of a long.
What's
going to
happen? Yeah,
is she going to be you know prisoner
yeah.
or are the Dothraki?
So I'll be interested to see what happens between those two
yeah,
families.
Yeah, because it depends on which group of Dothraki it is.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
Going they
into
may
this
recognize
next
her. They may
year.
Know. Hey, this is the mother
that,
of dragons.
That's
questions
open.
We
yeah.
need answered.
Yeah.
You know, we've been looking for you,
for instance,
because we don't know
here's
how far
the biggest one.
The dragon took
Daenerys.
Yeah. yeah.
So
all we know is he dropped
her
what's
on
gonna
a
plateau.
Plateau.
The Dothraki.
He dropped her on
prisoner?
A plateau, and
yeah.
or the Dothraki going to still recognize
yeah.
her as their Khaleesi.
Yeah. Because it depends on which group of Dothraki
is.
Is
Jorah
going
to find her before? The grayscale
may recognize
yeah.
her. They
is
may
that other
know,
guy
hey,
gonna
this
have
is
to
the mother
of
dragons.
Jorar?
Yeah.
To save his
you
life?
Know, we've been
I mean,
looking
for
so
you.
Many questions.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how far the dragon
how
took.
Is Tyrion yeah. going to handle running
so,
the city
all we know
in her stead?
Is he dropped her on a plateau. Yeah.
He's got Grey
Worm. Dropped her on a plateau
and
basically
went
to sleep.
Sleep
because he's healing.
Yeah.
Missandei. He got pretty
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
To help
so, and is Jorah going to find her before
yeah.
the grayscale
so
takes him?
I think he's
yeah.
going to rely
is
on
that other
them.
Guy. Yeah. Going to have to kill,
and I think
Jorah,
he's going
to through
them
to save his life.
I mean, there's so many questions.
Daenerys.
Yeah, I think he's going to help stabilize
the city.
How
is Tyrion
going to
handle
some.
Running the city
yeah.
Yeah.
in her stead?
You know,
really
yep.
he's got Grey Worm and
yeah,
and get him to order Missandei.
Yeah,
do that because to help him,
kid is so easily.
Yeah,
and they know Daenerys better than anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just
so
got laid.
I think
for
he's
going to
rely
time,
on
so
them.
He's like
yep.
head over heels.
And
yeah.
I think he's going to through them going to prove that he's.
I
with
think
Daenerys.
She's
going to
have
yeah.
to fess up a little bit.
I yeah. think he's going to help stabilize the
she's
city.
She's
going
to have to fess up that she
yeah.
was the one. Who
I'm really anxious
got
to
her
see
in
Cersei
prison.
Twist
yeah.
Tom, you know, so
yeah.
and get him to order.
She knows.
And I don't think she's going to. I don't think his wife's going to make it.
That fucking kid is so easily swayed, Margaery. You know,
he's got no
backbone. I don't think she's
going
to make it.
He's got none.
I think that's going to.
And he just got laid for the first time, so he's like
Margaery's family.
Head over heels.
Yeah.
And Cersei.
Yep.
I think she's going to have
it's
to fess
be interesting,
up a
little
but
bit.
Yeah. I was really disappointed because there was
she's
so
going to have to fess
so
up
much
that she
left
was the one who
hanging.
Yeah. Well, they learned from the last
yeah.
couple
you know, so.
Couple seasons where they left pretty much nothing
and
hanging.
I don't think
I mean
she's
they
gonna,
had some,
I don't think
like the Red Wedding. Yeah. That
yeah.
was the second Marjorie. To last episode.
I don't think yeah. she's going to make it. And I think that's
you
going to
cause
you can't
have that be your second to last episode
and
not really leave the season finale with any sort of cliffhanger.
It's going
to
be interesting.
I mean,
but
there
was
pretty much nothing at the end of that one.
So much left.
It was the most disappointing season finale ever. Well, they learned from the last couple seasons where they left pretty much nothing hanging. I mean, they had some, like the Red Wedding. That was the second to last episode.
Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe we see sense on
the you can't have that be your second to last episode
and
in the book. Not really.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
So I'm guessing they left any sort of cliffhanger.
I'm very curious to see.
There was pretty much nothing at the end of that one.
Provides
it was the most disappointing season. Supposedly he's going to try and have the next season, the next book finished before the season comes out.
Well, he's got a year.
So my guess is
just
he's probably almost done
maybe
writing
we see
it.
Sansa and Theon get to
Well, this is probably the end of the editing source material and all that book stuff. As well. So it's going to be. I'm guessing they left it open from the book.
This year off.
I'm very curious to see like how he didn't have a hand in writing scripts this year. Provides them because
he supposedly he's focus on finishing. He's going to try and have the next season, the next book finished before the season comes out.
Yeah, well, he's got a year.
So my guess is he's probably almost done writing next year.
Yeah.
He's got to go through the editing and all that stuff. So it's going to be, I'm sure most of the next season we'll follow the book pretty closely because I'm sure he gave them.
He didn't have a hand in writing the scripts this year.
He's already told them how the whole thing's going to end. So I'm sure he's worked out how each book is going to be. So he's going to give them the material that they need to make the season and have it follow the book. Beginning of next year.
I do know he's provided them a lot of notes.
Then
at least the latter half of the next season.
I'm sure most of the next season will follow the book pretty closely because I'm sure he gave them
the source material.
Yeah.
All the seasons
he's already told them how the whole thing's going to end.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's worked out how each book is going to be. So he's going to give them the material that they need to make the season and have it follow the book.
Yeah.
I do know he's provided.
He doesn't look like he's in great health either.
No, and he takes a long time to write.
I do know that you know
this season starting this season.
I think also the fact that he's been involved in
all the seasons after
has taken away from
are supposed to stray even more.
Yeah,
so like the final season will probably have nothing to do with what actually happened in the book.
Yeah,
my question is Martin going to live long enough to finish the book?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of old.
Yeah. He doesn't look like he's in great health either.
No.
He could help out with the TV show.
Yeah, totally.
Could be liaisons.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the way you think. The fact that he's been involved.
That way he can focus on writing.
Taken away
we're here to help. HBO, this is Martin.
Yep.
We're offering our services.
Maybe,
all we ask is airfare and hotel whenever we're on set.
Not so good writers here.
Maybe we get to keep some of the props.
But we could learn as payment.
I want the fucking chair. I'm taking the throne.
But
we can help carry on.
I want a few of the swords.
We can be liaisons.
Starting with Jon Snow.
Exactly.
I know.
I like the way you want
Valyrian steel. That way he can focus on writing.
The one steel.
We're
that
here
can
to
beat
help.
The White
HBO.
Walkers.
Yes, Martin. And I love that he didn't
know
we're offering
I know that look on his face. On both of them.
Airfare and hotel whenever we're on set.
Oh, shit.
And maybe we can keep some of the props.
Yeah.
What's the sword's name? White Claw? Something like that?
I'm taking the throne.
That's
fine.
Carry on.
I want a few of the swords.
Yeah.
Starting with Jon Snow.
Wow, we got 15 minutes left. What else do you
want? I want Valyrian steel. I think we're running out of stuff. The one steel that can beat the White Walkers.
Yeah,
so,
and I love that he
one
didn't
is getting
it.
Back. I know that look on his face.
Yeah, it's about
both of them.
Time. Yeah.
Somewhat compatibility. Like,
well, they should have done that from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think they realize it now.
What's the sword's name? White Claw?
They've made a lot of changes because originally it wasn't going to be specifically a game console. It was going
to
be an entertainment center.
We got 15 minutes left.
And they realized that was a bad idea, so they backtracked and started focusing more on the game side.
Typical.
And it's going to get a whole new user interface with the Windows update.
Yeah, it's about fucking time.
Somewhat compatible.
Which I'm excited for because it's going to open up a whole new thing.
And I think
they
realize. My guess for the reason for
they've made a lot of changes because originally it wasn't going to be
sales have not been
specifically a game console. It was going
to
be an entertainment center. And they realized that was a bad idea, so they backtracked and started focusing more on the game side. And it's going to get a whole new user interface with the Windows update.
Not having the backwards compatibility
out,
turned a
which
lot of
I'm excited
off.
For because
my guess,
it's going to open up
a lot of
play.
New
yeah, we still play some with it.
My
you
guess
know,
if
for
you
the
could play your
360
backwards
games
compatibility,
on a console,
like you
yeah.
said
yeah.
with Xbox
sales
One,
have not
yeah.
been
you
as
play
good as
Xbox
want.
Games.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has
people
to do with
Long
Claw. To buy it.
Yeah.
Long Claw. I was close. And I think
exactly.
not having that.
Claw part.
Yeah. And now that they have it ahead of Sony will definitely help them, too.
I think
because Sony doesn't have
not
backwards
having
compatibility.
The backwards compatibility.
Yeah. So I think having that
off.
Will have
because
a lot
of
people
make it so
both
of us
more people
have
go
a lot
still
of
play.
360
yeah,
games.
We'll still
I'll go
play
ahead
some
and get
of
one now.
Yeah,
you know,
the list, I think, there's supposed to be. There's supposed to be over 100 games, I think, by the holiday this year that they'll have
people were more
in the catalog of 360 games.
As long as I think not having that.
Because basically they're
now that
they
have it ahead of Sony will definitely
contact
help
the studio
them
and say, hey, because Sony doesn't do this, are you guys willing to let us do it?
So
because
because
Microsoft's going to do all the work.
More
they just basically
go,
have to get the
OK
out of the studios to do it.
Yeah, the list, I think, they're supposed to be.
Because that's why I held off for so long.
And then the question is
going to
be,
I think,
what about, like,
the holiday this year that they'll have?
If you're playing the 360 version GTA 360 is it going to be that as long as quality all my graphics, or is it going
to
be
because basically
that
they're going to they have to? See, is it going to do an upgrade kind of like Destiny did? We want to do this. Are you guys willing to let us do it?
I think most
because Microsoft's going to do all the work. They just basically have to get the okay from the studios to do it. Yeah.
So you're more apt to.
So it's going
to
be interesting.
And then the question is going to be. What about Xbox like one version? GTA?
See,
because
I
some
like
of the games offer stuff that 360 version won't. GTA.
Like, I know.
Is it going to be that quality graphics,
instance,
or is it going to be
first person
Xbox One graphics?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Is it
going to
do an upgrade kind of like Destiny?
Yeah, first person. So
see, I think someone who likes
I can't wait for GTA mods to start getting onto the Xbox One.
It needs to be the same as it
that's
going to
happen.
My Shark 360.
You know, I want my Shark Dog. My glitchy ass Shark Dog.
I want to play the one version.
I like
screw cars. I'll just run there.
I want to shoot
like,
cars out of my gun.
I want the Iron Man
GTA
mod.
For instance.
Although first the Iron person. Man mod is just
yeah, you can't
weird.
Do that on 360, like but on Xbox One you can play.
Yeah.
It's not
first person.
Really
so,
but the Spider-Man
I can't wait for GTA mods to start getting on the Xbox One. That's gonna happen.
I want my shark gun.
You know, yeah,
they're
dog. Opening up a whole new glitchy ass shark dog.
New
I want to play
thing
the
that the system's gonna be able to do.
Screw cars!
Yeah.
I'll just run there.
I want to shoot cars out of my gun. Yeah.
I want the Iron Man mod.
But like,
although
like
the
I'm
Iron
saying,
Man
like
mod
with
is
Destiny,
kind of weird.
Yeah, I bought
it just looks like your parachute.
The
it's not really
360 version,
but
they allowed you to upgrade to the Xbox One version as well.
Or the Batman mod.
I hope that. That they do that with some of the 360
yeah,
so games.
Kind of
yeah,
like,
they're opening
about,
up a whole new...
I love playing GTA.
...new thing that the system is going to be able to
Xbox
do.
Xbox One
yeah, it's going
to
be
I do
know that it's a permanent change,
game,
though, when
biggest,
you move your online
but
character.
But
yeah, like I was
see,
saying, like
I
with
know,
Destiny...
I've worked hard on my
I bought...
Character.
You keep everything.
The...
But you
so
can,
it's like Destiny,
360 version.
Everything moves
but they
over.
Allowed
yes,
you to upgrade
you
to the Xbox One version
I believe that
well.
Once you
yeah.
move it from the 360 to the Xbox One,
they
you can't
access
some
it on
the 360
yeah, see,
games.
I'm kind of like, I'm
it's
nervous
a permanent
about
shift.
I love playing GTA. Well, it's kind of shitty, but at the same time,
I don't
have
once everybody
on
else
Xbox
gets it, you
won't get
yeah. I do know that it's a permanent change, though, when you move your online character.
This is a message to all yeah, see, that's what I want to know, because I've worked hard on my character.
You keep everything. But
so it's like Destiny, it,
especially the,
yes,
the new heist
but you won't,
thing.
I believe that
on GTA,
once you move it from the 360 to
yeah.
the Xbox
the
One, you can't
is
access
that
it on the 360. It's too dependent
it's
on it's a permanent
it's the
shift.
Problem that Destiny has, I think.
Well, it's kind of shitty, but at the same time, it's
but
hard
once everybody
to
else gets
together.
It, you won't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Destiny's definitely gotten better.
But GTA
has
to
show my
the,
friends. Please get
the thing
GTA.
Where if someone drops out,
it
screws
shuts
it for the
mission
whole
out.
Yeah. And Destiny,
especially the,
someone
the
drops
new heist
out, you can
thing.
Still play.
Yeah,
on GTA.
And then eventually,
I love playing it.
They've gotten
yeah.
better about getting other people
is
to
that,
come in.
Exactly, and
it's
I
too
and
dependent
it's
on other players.
It's the same problem that Destiny.
They need to make
that
change. Yeah,
if someone drops out, everyone gets a bigger
kind of
money. You know,
yeah. If you can finish it before another person
better.
Gets added
but
in,
GTA has
you get more
the,
money.
Yeah, or
the
someone just gets
if
thrown
someone
in,
yeah.
drops
they should
out,
be able to have
it,
that.
It
option.
Screws
it
for the
mission
whole game.
Out. Yeah.
Destiny.
The other thing I don't like is
out,
there's not enough
still,
play.
Yeah, and then eventually,
team lives,
they've gotten better yeah. about getting other people
you know,
to come in.
A lot of
exactly.
these heists,
and
like,
I think
you get one chance
to. They need
to
make that change. Yeah.
If
I
someone drops out, everyone
move.
Gets a bigger cut of money.
I think there yeah. needs to be more
you know?
Team.
Yeah, if you
yeah.
can finish it before
you know,
another
a
way
person
to earn
gets
another. Added in, like a second chance,
yeah,
you get
you make
more
it
money.
To a certain
yeah.
or someone just
point.
Gets thrown in.
Yeah.
You get
they
another
should
team
be able to,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you get a
yeah.
one-up,
yeah.
basically.
The other thing I don't like
there's
is
a lot
there's
of
not
problems
enough
with the heist, but... If you
team
can get a team together,
yeah.
a solid team together,
you know,
and
a lot of these heists
year,
is like you get one chance.
Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
and I think you know? That's
and
I think that's a bad.
The biggest problem
move.
With GTA, and
I think
you
there
and I
needs
had
to be
more
team
a couple
lives.
Days.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
or
this
a
is
way
the
to earn another,
like
a second chance.
Yeah, you make
even
it
though you're doing the exact same thing on
you get another team.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't
like grinding for money on it.
There's
a lot of problems with
the
heist.
But
with Destiny,
you
when you
get
grind,
a team together, a
the
solid
reward
team
is
together,
more
and you persevere.
Random.
The payouts
well, it's
are
more
really,
tactile.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting a
you
gun.
Know?
You're not
yeah.
just getting
and,
the money to buy a gun.
Yeah.
The biggest problem with GTA, and you and
with
I had this discussion
GTA,
a couple
you're just
days
getting
ago.
Money.
Because
yeah.
this is the reason.
But
that
money
you
can
don't
be used
like
to buy cars.
It.
Yeah.
Even
and
though
I like that. I like that aspect. Yeah. But the good stuff is so fucking expensive. And it takes so goddamn long to get anywhere near
the
amount of money to get that stuff.
They need to either lower the cost of stuff
or increase
the payout. Getting
yeah.
the money to buy
that's
a gun.
The biggest
yeah.
problem,
and
you're
I think a lot of people have complained
with
about that.
Yeah.
GTA,
from the
you're just getting
yeah.
the money,
yeah.
But that money can be used to buy cars,
there's
yeah, and I like that, I like that aspect.
To,
but the good
I mean,
stuff
really
is so fucking
and
yeah.
that's
expensive,
the point I was gonna make.
And it takes
exactly.
so
now,
goddamn
you can do a lot of
long
stuff
to get anywhere near the amount of money to get that stuff.
They need to either lower the cost of stuff
or
increase the payouts.
Yeah.
That's the biggest
problem.
The more players,
I think a lot of people are in a race, the bigger the payout.
But if you're doing it by yourself, you're guaranteed A to win, which increases your driving and gets
you're not
opens
earning
up
enough
car mods, which was what
I
was
trying
really
for.
Have to grind.
But you're averaging about $2,000.
Exactly.
Now, you can do
and
a lot
just
of
go
little
race
stuff
to race to race to race to race.
Like, I spent the other day, I just spent, I was
quite
just
a
doing
bit of
races
money.
Yeah.
Quick. And I was making,
and you don't have to worry
doing them by myself.
Yeah.
A couple races, someone,
the more players there are,
and that was nice, the bigger the payout.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it by yourself, you're guaranteed A to win
some money,
which increases your driving.
And it was
kind of
fun,
opens up more
of a challenge.
Car mods.
Yeah.
For me,
which was what
I
was
trying
to
open
but
up.
But you're averaging about
$2,000
to do that. You have to do a lot of races.
And if you
so
just go from
race
to race
to
race
to
race to race.
Yeah.
So
you can make
quite a bit of money.
But it basically comes down
to
the problem
you don't have to
a lot of video games have now is a couple races someone
factor.
Joined in.
And that's why I haven't played
nice.
Destiny in a while.
I'm
burnt
lost
out on doing
those races, but I still made some money.
And it was kind of
fun. At least with Grand Theft Auto, there's so much.
For
me,
I was just trying to open
that it still feels
more mods for the cars. And to do that, you have to do a lot of races.
But Destiny,
so I was just focusing
on that. It basically
comes
down to that's how they built the game.
So, but
it's just the same stuff.
But it basically comes down
to
the reward
may
be
different. Video games have now is,
but you're still playing the same thing. You know what the
and that's why I haven't played Destiny in a while. I'm just burnt
one thing I also don't like
about
GTA is how long it takes to load.
Yeah, they're loading.
At least
it's
Grand Theft
kind
Auto,
of excessive.
There's so much I haven't done.
Yeah.
And I was noticing this the other day. They load for everything.
Yeah,
Destiny
can't just snap you in.
It basically comes.
I got kicked out of a bunch
of
stuff and it kept quitting my session.
Same
instead of just putting me back where
the
I was.
The reward may be different.
They kept finding new sessions. And I
but
think
still
the problem
with
that
is
you
know
what the outcome is going to be.
One thing I also don't like
servers,
about GTA is how long it takes
faster.
To load.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, they're loading. They only have,
it's
I think they only have
kind
so
of
many
excessive.
Servers that are carrying so many sessions.
Yeah, and I was noticing this the other
and
day.
And you have to
they,
wait.
They load for every server
yeah.
to find
like
an
they can't
open
just
session
snap
to
you in.
Yeah.
Even
I got
with kicked
your,
out of
if
a bunch
you
of
set
stuff,
up an invite only session,
which
session,
is what we
tip
out
to
do,
put
yeah.
me back where I was,
it still has to like
find
new sessions.
And I think the problem with that is they don't have enough servers.
And a lot of times when you go into a mission from an invite only session,
because
like
they only have, I think
the
they only have so
playing.
Many servers that are carrying so many sessions.
It doesn't put you back in it. It
and
drops
you
in a public session, which is really annoying.
To find an open session to drop you in.
Even with your
and a lot of that,
you set
I know
up an
invite only
session,
which
they
is what
think
we typically do.
Yeah.
You do a mission
it
with
still
so
has
many
to
guys.
Like find that
so they drop you in a session.
And a lot of times when you go into a mission from an invite only session,
I don't think they should do
like
that.
When the three of us are playing, remember where they were at and try that.
It
doesn't put you back in. It drops you in a public session,
especially
if it's an invite really annoying.
Yeah, here's the other thing too.
Yeah,
it's up to
and a lot of that. I know why they do
that
because
they think, hey, this guy was really good.
A mission with so many guys
and get him to play.
So they'll drop
you
into
a session that all of you can fit in so you can
most
go on to the
next
respond
mission
to those
invites.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they had a good time.
I don't think they should do that.
Yeah.
If we want
remember where they were at and try that first.
I think that's something that they're going to address on
the
especially
the
if it's an invite only. It's something they're going
to
have.
This one was
address.
Really just a beta
it's up to
test.
The
everything they've done is
the
all beta testing
that they can send
just like hey this guy was really good let's invite him to our and get him
I think they're
going to
take
everything they learned from this, which is quite a bit.
Yeah.
Most people will respond
to
those invites.
One.
Yeah.
So, you know, especially if they had a good time.
It'll be interesting to see how the new GTA
progresses.
I think that's something that they're going to address on the next one.
That's it for our hour.
It's something they're going
to
have to
address. This one was really just a beta test.
Yeah.
Everything they've done is all beta
July,
testing.
July, we're talking about
just like Destiny.
Taking some
it's a
time
beta
off
test
right
when I'm taking some time off.
Yeah.
If
I
things work out,
take
you will still be getting
your
Not Another Podcast,
this,
but quite
a bit
from Samantha
and apply it
and whoever she suckers in to talking with her for an hour.
It'll be interesting to see how the next GTA online
progress.
Yeah, for the most part, July, you and I are pretty
pretty
booked
busy
up with stuff.
That's it for our
might
hour.
Get one show in the first part of July.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
July, we're talking about. It'll probably
that
be recorded before July. If things work out,
because
still beginning your Not Another Podcast, but it will be from Samantha
week, end of June,
and whoever she
July,
suckers
we
in
might be
to talking with her for an hour about
You and I will talk and figure this out. I'm going to talk to Samantha for the most part. July, today, you and I are
pretty busy.
First of all,
because
I'm trying to figure out. We might get one show in the first part.
I'm
going to
try and figure that out.
Maybe.
You sent me an article on it. I'm going to look at that. Get some. It'll probably be recorded before July.
We can get it
working. See, we don't have a start.
That first week, we're going to be that pretty much that entire week.
And I'm
going to
talk to her
in July. We might be
how she's fixed for
busy. So
yeah, maybe at the
you and I will talk in the show.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to Samantha later today.
Gather back and
First of all, because I'm trying to figure out the Skype thing. I'm going to try and figure that out today.
I'm going to shoot for August. You sent me an
Dennis and Jim
on
back
it.
On
look at that
for part
get
three.
On and do
big congratulations to Big Jim as well.
Big, see, we don't have. He stepped into the world of fatherhood.
Spill
it off. I've seen the baby. Not in person.
I'm
going to
talk to her and see
how she's fixed for doing.
I'm hoping it takes after
at the very least a couple of mothers.
Yeah.
End of July.
Otherwise,
gather back. Going to
be one ugly bearded baby.
Do a recap. Just saying. I'm going to shoot for August to get. It'll be interesting to catch up with Jim and
for
see how fatherhood is treating.
Congratulations to Big Jim as well.
Big, huge. He stepped
into
the world of fatherhood.
Mid-show.
He's going to start the baby. Not in person.
You,
I've seen
you need me
for just so he can.
You
want
to do a show?
I'm hoping it takes after.
Malia?
Her mother?
Yeah. We'll be talking and we'll look over and Jim will just be
snoring on the mic. But big congratulations. Totally
to both of them,
those
Jim and Malia.
It'll be interesting to catch up with Jim and see
can't
how fatherhood is treated.
How tired he is.
With that,
he'll probably fall asleep in the show.
He's going to start calling us to do shows.
You need me?
So he can
you want to do a show?
Take a nap.
Yeah. We'll be talking and we'll look over and Jim will just be...
He'll just be snoring on the mic. But big congratulations.
To both of them,
those guys.
Jim and Malia.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk to Jim and see how things are going. So, and with that, we say goodbye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.